This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. Families of the victims mourn as Indian authorities investigate the cause of a devastating fire that killed at least 43 people in a factory in central New Delhi early Sunday, as relatives of the workers who were trapped inside waited outside a hospital mortuary to identify the dead. Firefighters had to fight the blaze from 100 meters away because it broke out in one of the area's many alleyways. Many of the victims were asleep in the factory when the blaze began. North Korea says it has carried out a very important test at its long-range rocket launch site. The announcement comes amid dimming prospects for a resumption of nuclear negotiations between North Korea and the United States. The FBI has officially identified the shooter at the U.S. Naval Base in Pensacola, Florida, who shot and killed three people on Friday. The shooter was Mohammed Ashamrani, a 21-year-old second lieutenant in the Royal Saudi Air Force, who was a student naval flight officer at the Naval Aviation Schools Command at Naval Air Station Pensacola. The FBI has not determined a motive for Ashamrani's rampage and whether it was terror-related. U.S. Secretary of Defense Mark Esper.
I can't say it's terrorism at this time. I think we need to let the investigators, the FBI, do its work.
The three victims were also students at the flight school. Eight other people were wounded in the shooting at the naval base. The shooter, who was also killed in the incident, is reported to have hosted a dinner party earlier in the week where he showed videos of mass U.S. shootings to his guests. At least one of his suspects is reported to have videotaped Friday's massacre. Several Saudi students are being held for questioning. Before the pilot opened fire at the base, he tweeted a will and quoted Osama bin Laden, justifying his actions. This is VOA News. U.S. Democratic lawmakers met privately Saturday to work on the investigation into President Donald Trump. Democrats on the House Judiciary Committee are working through the weekend to review evidence and draft impeachment charges that they can recommend for a full House vote as nearly as Thursday. The White House says it will not take part in the hearings. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani presented a draft budget of about $39 billion to Parliament today. He says it is designed to resist U.S. sanctions by limiting dependence on oil exports. Iran and the U.S. conducted a prisoner exchange involving a Princeton graduate student detained by Iran and an Iranian scientist held by the U.S. AP's Charles de Ledesma has the story.
In a trade conducted in Zurich, Switzerland, Iranian officials handed over Chinese-American graduate student Xiyu Wang, detained in Tehran since 2016, for scientist Masoud Soleimani, who had faced federal trial in Georgia. While the exchange represents a rare win for both countries, it comes as Iran still faces crushing American sanctions and the aftermath of national protests. President Donald Trump has acknowledged Wang was freed in a statement from the White House, saying the Princeton scholar would be returning to the United States. I'm Charles Ledesma.
U.S. Secretary of Defense Mark Esper says he still plans to shift the American military's focus to competing with China and Russia, even as security threats mount in the Middle East.
We are working to reallocate our forces and equipment to priority theaters that enable us to better compete with China and Russia. As part of our dynamic force employment, we will deter aggression by becoming more operationally unpredictable to complicate adversary decision-making.
Esper outlined his strategic goals and priorities in a speech at the Reagan National Defense Forum, an annual gathering of government, defense industry, and military officials. British voters are gearing up for a snap general election on December the 12th. All 650 seats in the House of Commons are up for grabs next week. There's one section of the population who could swing the result one way or the other. Muslims. Securing votes from this community could be decisive, especially in certain marginal seats. Imam Amjal Masroor.
So in my local mosque, I spoke about it. I had hundreds of people asking for how do we sign in right now? How do we join? It was, of course, a very simple thing. Remember, voting is not just a civic duty. For a Muslim, it's a trust that you have. You need to have the right person representing you in the parliament. So therefore, we invited Muslims, encouraged them to join and do what is their duty, both civic as well as their spiritual duty.
Muslim Council of Britain has identified 31 marginal seats where the Muslim vote could sway the outcome. I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.